Michael Lahusky, thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you very much. Thank you for coming over here to meet me at work at the museum. It's good to see you guys. What was I saying? Years of being here in town, totally working on everything sort of based in Athens. And it started out in music, being in the band Pylon, but that was preceded by being an art student, being a big part of like the art school sort of party scene that evolved into the music scene.
Quick Pylon question: that you all helped kind of inspire REM, right?
I don't know about. Well, every band that came before another band definitely did. So yeah, to that extent, when you listen to REM, I'm not sure that you see very much musical, you know, connection there. But let's see, who was it? A friend of ours, Kurt Wood, who lives here still, is a big music record collector guy who sells at a bunch of the record shows in Atlanta and everything. He had a car and drove up to New York with Michael Stipe and Peter Buck when Pylon was doing a show in New York at Hurrah, which was like a club that was like real early in that era. And so that was before I even knew those guys, and it was a good bit before they started a band. So that's some like proto history.
You know, in this show is all about Athens, but since we live in Atlanta, I'll have a reference. In Atlanta, it seems like all roads lead back to Coca-Cola and Turner. Where do kind of all the roads lead back to in Athens?
Well, I don't know about much of what happened in Athens before my time, you know, so I can't really answer for Athens historically. From my point of view, with the circle that I'm involved in and the circle as I've kind of seen it unfold here in town, I guess it would be the music scene. I mean, definitely not like a, you know, business or corporate presence. I mean, but you can't ever pretend for very long that this is not a college town. And all of the dynamics of everything that happens here, basically, it's, you know, that's the key. And now I actually work, you know, at the University of Georgia for the first time. But there is a kind of inevitability to the college dynamic imprinting on everything. So I guess that's in the definite background or the underlying, you know, kind of structure of the town, but more kind of consciously, I would say, the art and music scene.
And then, so the Georgia Museum, which is beautiful, by the way, I love the work here, and in particular, I think y'all do a great job with sculpture. And I like the Radcliffe Bailey. But where does the museum fit in Athens?
It's been a part of Athens since the 40s. It's been the official state museum of art since the 80s, and it's been in this building and this part of campus since 96, and then grown more with an expansion. It's it like everything else. It's moving and growing. The role that visual arts play in Athens is definitely still evolving, even though to me it was such an important thing back when I was in school. The visual arts have not gotten to the level of like the renown, the level of notability of the Athens music scene, for instance. So the museum is part of the university in the sense that it's about research and scholarship and outreach, in addition to just showing works of art. And so it plays a few different roles here in the city and in the state, since it represents that for the whole state. So it's education and art and display of art. But I feel an engagement from the community into the museum even more since I've been working here. You know.
What about the patronage and the support of the museum? Where does that really come from?
Well, most of what we do here is supported by private money. And the university supports the museum's real estate and the majority of its staff and utilities maybe. But the thing that most people associate with the museum, the activities here are paid for by donors and some grants, but primarily donors, patrons, that type of thing, and some fundraising efforts that they conduct. And that supports all of our educational programming and all of our exhibitions that are not just from our permanent collection, so traveling exhibitions and temporary exhibitions that we put together. So there's a substantial amount of activity that occurs here, not to mention the expansion itself. That was also paid for by private funds of $20 million just to grow the size of the museum so that we could display more of the permanent collection.
Well, I mean, it's beautiful. You seem to do a lot all over town creatively. What's kind of... What's Athens like today versus, 20 years ago?
Well, I do think it's a place where a person can be engaged and actually make a difference and find an opportunity to be involved in the community. I don't know if that's true everywhere. Like, if somebody has good intentions and has some energy and some creative energy and they want to have an impact on their community, people will make room for that here, and you can get involved. So the way it's evolved for me is just moving through different stations in life and finding different ways to engage the town. The town has matured as I've matured, but some of the ways that I engage are a lot different than they would have been when I was in my early 30s or something.
Some of the ways that... I tend to engage now are different than the way we engaged last night. We had a relapse.
Yes. My relapses are a little more spread out now with the 6 a.m. Rise time here at the museum, which I've strangely come to appreciate.
You look well rested.
But the some of the other ways of engaging that I'm talking about is, say, serving on a board, like the board at Athica, which is the Athens Institute for Contemporary Art, which is over 10 years old, and we're going through some transitions there, and I've been involved with those transitions and a member of that board. Also, the Athens Clark Heritage Foundation, I've been on that for 3 years. That's our group that looks towards... helping to preserve the integrity of the built environment here in Athens with an emphasis on historic structures, trying to be an advocate for that and then occasionally fight those battles when structures are threatened.
Is there a real appreciation, do you find, in a college town for preservation?
It's hard to say. But the people who have made this their home definitely, a good portion of the people that I'm usually dealing with feel strongly about that. With college students, it's harder for me to really know how they relate. They come over here to go to school. They may just view this as a temporary period in their lives and not as something that requires a real commitment from them to the community. And that would include, say, the buildings, but it would potentially extend to whether or not they want to engage with citizens here. And it would be wonderful if we had a way to get more and more of the talented and fortunate college students to help out with, say, social issues here in Athens, mentoring and that kind of thing to help out with kids and the local economy is not bad compared to the rest of the state, but we do have a really high level of poverty in Athens, so there's some definite societal issues that it may be easy to overlook if you're just in college for 4 years and focused on that, keeping that Hope Scholarship grade point average up, that kind of thing.
Well, Athens certainly is just creative nexus. And I'm curious why you think that is.
Well, I used to just think that every college town was probably like that. When we started our band and we toured, and it wasn't just our band, but the Athens music scene had so many admirers and a lot of curiosity, like why do bands like the B-52s and Pylon and REM and others come from this college town? And I kept saying back then, and I really believe that it was a function of people of a certain age just kind of getting together and getting to create their own reality. And I figured that if it wasn't happening everywhere at every other college town, that it probably eventually would. But over time, I think I have been convinced that Athens was special, and I think that if it is still special today, and I think it appears to be based on continued success stories, especially from the music scene, then I think that we maybe did actually build some nexus of something here that has helped to perpetuate that. You know, we've built a little bit of an infrastructure, some precedent for bands to go and do good things, and then other ones to come along and have a little bit of something to build on. Good clubs, you know, talent, recording studios, people who know what's going on. And as an example of that, now there's at UGA, there's a music business program that's sort of a certificate level of study. They're having an event coming up next week that's like a day-long event to help people learn about the music industry as a business. And last week, REM's longtime manager, Burtis Downs, gave a lecture that just, you know, got into real detail about Athens and his role here in Athens music scene. So the history of that scene is now a 30-some-year history, and it seems like it really has had an impact in being able to support creative work going forward, certainly in the music scene. And I'm still questioning whether that's happened quite yet for our visual art.
Well, we're happy to be here. Thank you so much for having us.
Thanks for your interest in Athens.